Welcome to this episode of Retain FM, and I am delighted to be joined from my brother from another mother, Mr. Lee Jackson. How are you doing?
Hello, sir. I am wonderful, and as always, honoured to be your brother.
Well, this is true. That's an exclusive club. I don't have many in fact, I don't have any brothers. I'm an only child. So I have pseudo brothers like yourself.
It's an honour, mate.
Lee is, well, you do a whole host of things, and I have murdered far too many introductions to you on previous shows because you are a recurring guest. And I think the last time I was on, I did a whole thing about how it was your fourth appearance on the show, and it was only actually your third. So rather than me crucify another introduction, Lee, who are you, where are you from, and what you do?
Hello, this is my fourth appearance on Retain FM. I am Lee Matthew Jackson. I am the host of the Trailblazer FM podcast, the host of Agency Transformation Live, an in-person event happening this November, and also co-founder of Event Engine, which is an agency specifically for PCOs. That's professional conference organizers. So I keep pretty busy. I also have several children. And a beautiful wife. So I've kept exceptionally busy for my 40 years.
There you are. And you are just 40, aren't you? It was your big 4-0 a couple of months back, August. We're both August babies, aren't we?
That's right, yeah. In August, I turned 40, and I'm also fitter than I've ever been. So I think the number 40 when I was in my 30s became this milestone of, I really need to sort out quite a few of these things that I've not sorted out for an awfully long time by the time I hit 40. So I'm happy to say I'm now 40 and at a healthy weight. And hopefully in another week or so, I'll finally be within the BMI's not overweight category.
Is that the goal? Out,
I will be average.
It's taken you all the way to 40 to become average. Yes,
there you go. Fantastic.
I can honestly say, mate, you are definitely not average. I would definitely not put you in the average pile, let me put it that way. Please take that the way it's intended. That was supposed to be a compliment. That's okay. So Lee's on today.
It's a family podcast, isn't it? Sorry, so I won't say anything. Carry on.
So Lee's on today to talk about Agency Transformation Live. But before we talk about this year's event, let's just rewind a little bit, because ATL has had a bit of a roller coaster of a journey, hasn't it? You had a fantastic launch event in 2019, and then, well, the world seemed to change a little bit, and things happened, and you put on a fantastic event in 2020, but it had to change quite a lot. So let's go back in that time machine that I know you and I sometimes talk about on our shows, and rewind to, 2018, you were thinking about putting on an event, you had your audience. What was the concept, the initial concept of Agency Transformation Live?
All right. Well, the concept was simply this. There are five stages of transformation that I at least have attributed to our businesses that we've had. So I've been in business since 2006, 2007. I've run a couple of agencies, and looking back, kind of pinpointed those five key stages of transformation. I realized during that whole time that I had never really had the support network that I now have in those periods. And during a lot of those periods of time, I felt very lonely, very stressed, very anxious, and also very lost as an agency owner. I, first of all, started off completely broke as an agency owner, working 18-hour days, 7 days a week, etc., staring bankruptcy in the face. But then as we turned all of that around, I still didn't really have a support network. So 2018, I realized that we'd grown this amazing community through the podcast. Why don't we get people together, help them work out where they are on their transformation journey, help them work out what to do to essentially move on a step, but also get them together in order to build community even more. Because there's nothing like getting together in person, shaking people's hands, having a hug, having a chat, having banter, having food and drink together. It's just a phenomenal experience. So I took the plunge and just went ahead and booked my local church out. Just why not? It was the cheapest venue I could find. I had no money. This was a bootstrapped event. And then just essentially reached out to the wider community and got help from amazing people such as yourself, who came and spoke, and Troy Dean as well flew over for the event all the way from Australia. Troy Dean came to my event in my hometown. I couldn't believe it, and still to this day I get goosebumps just thinking about all the people that traveled from all around the world to come to my church, to hang out together, to work out where they were on that stage of transformation, and more importantly, I think, than that, to just make some amazing friends. So 2019 is when the event happened. It was an amazing success. And during that event, we sold the following year. We actually sold 50% of the room, which I believe is exceptionally good if you're an event organizer, on coming to the 2020 event. And I also booked the venue already for the 2020 event. So I'm going to queue for your next question, but everybody knows where this is going.
So, Lee, what happened in 2020?
Well, 2020
was that a little bit sort of sarcastic?
No, that was great. Keep that in.
So, mate, what happened in 2020? Go for it.
Well, 2020 started off pretty good. And I actually remember in January, I still have the newspaper. It's in the shed. I'm keeping it forever. And it was the Metro newspaper. I went down to London and it said killer virus in China. And I was just like, oh, yeah, whatever. Swine flu was a big nothing. We all just got a jab in kind of whenever it was, 2008 or 10. I can't remember when it was, but it all just blew over. It'll be fine. So I didn't think anything of it. But for some reason, when I'd driven home, I left that paper in the car and it kept catching my eye all the time. And over the course of several weeks, as I started listening to the news and hearing that things were getting worse and worse, and I was getting ready for the event and I was paying suppliers and everything, I was starting to get a little bit worried. Because I realized countries were now closing down and perhaps this was going to happen to us. And I really did hold on until the last possible moment when the government said it's now illegal to meet in groups of more than, I think it was like two people or something ridiculous, and it all events were off and everything. I was like, okay, fine. We're just going to have to cancel this event. But people had already paid. I'd already paid out loads of money. I was in this situation where I was like, well, what do I do? We still want to put something on for the people who've paid because they still have businesses to run. And in fact, this is now more than ever important that they keep in touch with each other and they learn from each other and, you know, and they work on their businesses rather than just sitting back for however long it would be. So I sent out a message to all of our sponsors and to all of our attendees and just said, look, guys, cards on the table. We're not going to be able to do this event physically. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it digitally for you. We're going to put it online. It's going to be the same format, same speakers. We're going to add extra value. We're going to live stream the whole thing. We're going to set up a custom made site for you all to come and enjoy. And we're going to make this awesome. We're even going to still do the third day where we were going to mastermind. And we did that third day all separately on Zoom outside of the website. But still, we had a phenomenal time. So we were able to put on the entire event digitally. But what we also did was promised that if anyone had, you know, that 50% that we'd sold the room in 2019, we said to you guys, not only do you get that digital event, but when we can come back physically to meet again, you will get a free ticket. We will honor your ticket as well. So you're getting almost like two events for one. You're getting this digital event and you're getting a free event whenever that's going to happen. Now, we thought that was going to be in 2021 and we all know what happened in 2021. It dragged on. And it's only now in 2022, the first half of 2022, where the government said, right, we're now living with COVID. That was the final point I realized, hey, you know what? We're probably good to bite the bullet and go for it and launch the event for 2022. So that's exactly what we did 6 months ago. We signed the venue paperwork and everything else like that. And then we pushed out specific messages to all of those people who'd bought their 2020 tickets saying, hey, remember the digital event? That was awesome. but also remember our promise to you. You are getting a free ticket to this event. So that's exactly what we've done. People have already signed up to that, which is awesome. And we're also attracting new people to the event as well. So I just can't wait to get everybody together physically in that room again. The digital event was phenomenal. We somehow were able to capture the spirit of 2019 and still get people talking because we used platforms such as Jitsi, which is very similar to Zoom, where people could have conversations, but we also had chats. During the live stream, people were chatting at the same time, almost like an interactive Facebook live feed. We had people from Australia tuning in who were, I believe, staying up until 3 a.m. And I think people in America were getting up at 3 a.m. so they could watch it. It was just insane. And people stayed for the whole thing. But it still isn't the same as that physical event. So, like I said, we've honored those free tickets to the people who purchased for 2020, and many of those have signed up, which is wonderful. And we're also attracting all the new people for 2022. So I am ridiculously excited and also holding the government to their claim of we're now living with COVID. Let's crack on with business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do have to say that that digital event you did in 2019 was phenomenal. 2020, the digital event was phenomenal, lined up against other digital events. And actually, as 2020 continued, and let's face it, people did become a bit sort of Zoom fatigued by the end of it. Not by the end of your event, I mean by the end of the year. It made your event stand even more head and shoulders above what other people were producing. The experience of it was just insane. I was very privileged that you asked me to kind of not be a co-host with you, but sort of be a sort of background MC, I suppose, to bounce a few things off you or around as other things were happening, as you were lining up videos and stuff in the background, so that you didn't have to try and do it all single-handedly and multitask. But it was slick from start to finish. You were right; the way people could interact was just it was the next best thing you could get to being in a room with people. So that's,
thanks, mate.
I mean, that was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal event on its own merit, let alone the fact that it was you making the best of a bad situation because 2020 couldn't happen, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I will never forget you kind of being my wingman during that event. So I remember just a few days beforehand, I was starting to feel extremely nervous. This was all new tech, untested. We didn't know if it was going to work. We didn't know if people were going to communicate. We didn't know if people were going to even show up and watch, because it's so much easier to just not turn up to a digital event than it is a physical. I remember just reaching out to you and just saying, look, mate, I'm not in a great place mentally necessarily about this, just high stress, high anxiety. Will you just sit with me? And if I need you to be on screen with me and just chat now and again, or even just take over sometimes, will you? And you were lovely. You did. And you not only introduced upcoming speakers, we also riffed off each other when we needed to fill time when there was a technical issue. So essentially, people didn't realize there was a technical issue. No. Because we just had a great time and did what we're doing right now, which was had conversations and kept the ball rolling and delivered 3 days of awesomeness, which I never want to do again. I want to do physical events because that was so much more stressful than showing up in a room and getting together.
Well, there is a sort of thing about a physical event when you're the organizer, which is you get to kind of D-Day and it will just happen. You kind of become a passenger in your own event to a certain, you know, unless there's an emergency or something really does go catastrophically wrong, it is going to happen. Whereas when you're doing a digital event and you're the guy that is looking at the servers and the feeds and the different bits of software and all that kind of thing, when that goes wrong and you're the guy that's got to fix it, but you're also the guy that's in front of the camera now having to try and fill time and this, you've just got, there's way more moving parts that you're then kind of responsible for. You are the venue, you are the speakers, you are the schedule, yeah. You're everything. Whereas in a live event, you're just Lee and you're there and the schedule happens and the speakers happen and everything else happens, because it happens.
Everyone else is there. Hopefully no one gets hurt, but they know it's not your fault.
Absolutely.
And we all go stand outside and you know, wait for the authorities to tell us what to do. But yeah, no, in digital, it was just, it was amazing. It was fun. It was so stressful. It was beyond belief. And I am actually a massive advocate of online events done well. They are brilliant, but you absolutely need a support network, which was why I called on you and said, hey, come on, please be my wingman. I just need help. You weren't necessarily doing any of the tech fixing or anything, but just the fact I had you holding my hand digitally was such a relief. We also had Tristan as well, who came in and, you know, I didn't even ask him. He just showed up and did all sorts of amazing stuff with the graphics. And he's dedicated 2 days of just making us look so freaking awesome, offering extra support, having copies of some of the recordings as well on his side as well, just in case anything happened with me. I was just blown away by the generosity and the kindness of the community. And we're having the same, to be honest, happen for 2022. I mean, you've already said, hey, I'll come and speak. So Retain FM listeners, if you want to hang out with Pete Everett, then on the 10th of November, you're going to hear this bad boy speaking some wisdom and some knowledge, and you get to hang out with him.
Other Retain FM listener might be there with you. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, excellent. You never know. And we also, though, have had, you know, the community saying, hey, Lee, you know, I'm coming to the event. Is there anything I can do? Can I, you know, can I come early? Can I come a day early, help set up? Or can I help on the day with tickets or anything else? I was just like, holy moly, this is amazing. Thank you. Yeah, I suppose. Sod the proudly maybe of 2019 when I tried to do everything myself. If anyone was at the event, they'll remember I was the IT support guy running backwards and forwards and everything. In 2022, I'm accepting any help I can get.
Well, I get that. Although the 2019 event was held at your church, where you probably did the IT support anyway. So you probably were the fallback when it came to that, I suppose.
Yeah. It still wasn't as stressful as the digital event. So,
so let's look to the future. 2022, it's November the 10th and 11th. You've added a second mastermind day.
Yes.
So let's, you know, tell us about it. What other than you know, my proud self, who I am genuinely thrilled and delighted to be supporting you again with it. I love the event, mate. I love the physical one. I love the digital one, but I didn't have a lot of the stress on it. And I'm really looking forward to coming in November as well. So it's the 10th for the ATL Live, and then there's an additional mastermind day, which is the following day, isn't there? So do you want to unpack?
I'll tell you all about both, shall I?
What's the smorgasbord you have available?
Well, yes, whatever that means. So day one is all about the conference. So that will be presenting you with an array of wonderful, inspirational speakers who will get you thinking all around those key points of transformation, which includes your identity. That's your identity as a business, understanding your value, building your platform, improving your output as a business, and also looking to the future and scaling. So you're going to be inspired by some incredible speakers. There will be stationery there for you to take notes should you so wish. There is also food. You're going to get fed in this amazing restaurant, and we're going to have unlimited tea and coffee all day, which is phenomenal. And also from 4:30 p.m., when your brain is full, we have a cash bar open until 9 p.m. We can all hang out in and network and drink and brainstorm. So that's day one. On day two, we're then taking you to my office here in Earthingborough that I'm sat in right now. And we have a conference center here as well. And we're taking whoever wants to come along, and we're doing a mastermind. So it's an in-person mastermind, where we will group people together in tables of seven, I believe it's going to be, because that's my favorite number of all time. And it also works for the schedule really well. And we're going to take you through the entire masterminding process and then support you all day working at your table with your colleagues there. That's the people you've sat with, working on specific problems in your business and creating the relevant action plan. That's also going to be taking what you've learned from the prior day. So you get to day one, be inspired and get some amazing ideas. And day two, you get to work on the problem and then get the combined knowledge of your table, you know, your peers in the industry, as they help you work out how to achieve your next dream or solve the problem that you specifically have. Now, if you want to understand more about transformation, you can head on over to trailblazer.fm/200. 200 being the old episode number. It's a really old episode, but I kind of deep dive into all of the process of transformation. And it's in fact the episode we did to promote the original 2019. So nothing's changed with regards to how our transformation process works. But if you're also interested in the mastermind, then we also have an entire podcast episode all about creating a mastermind. And that's how we're going to do it, that exact process. That is season 34, episode 4. And I'll make sure that those links are provided to young Pete for him to place in the show notes. That's what we're all about.
That would be awesome. Now, you and I have both been in masterminds. In fact, we've been in masterminds together.
We have.
Which was awesome. And yeah. But for those people that haven't necessarily been in a mastermind before, and I was going to say, it would be really good after you've been inspired for this day to have a day working on your business and actually cementing these plans. But actually, masterminding gives you that opportunity, but it's so much more than that. And I understand that some people can get a little bit nervous, particularly if they haven't been in a mastermind before. My advice to them is always, look, engage with the whole process, engage with the entire day. You are going to be presented with other people's businesses just as they're going to be presented with yours, and you only get out of it as much as you put in. That's normally what I say. But what would you say to somebody that potentially hasn't been to a mastermind before, isn't quite sure what to expect, what they're going to be apprehensive about, etc. How would you talk to somebody about the process of the masterminding?
Okay. Absolutely good points there. Right. So the mastermind essentially allows you to show up and explain to a group of peers a particular problem that you may have that you want to solve, or maybe an aspiration, a dream that you have, and you want to work out how you're going to achieve that. And you get to benefit from the brain power of the other people at the table. Now, the apprehension comes with opening yourself up and being vulnerable. And that's kind of scary, which is why we have the conference on day one. Day one is all about getting to know people, and you can start to work out who you're going to sit with on day two with regards to sitting together and masterminding together. So we're going to make a very big point of that on day one. Buddy up. Tomorrow we're going to mastermind. And if people don't have to buddy up, if you aren't worried about sitting at a table of strangers and being vulnerable, rock on. But if you are, we will help you find some people to sit with. And then secondly, I would say, when you then sit at the table and you want to bring whatever it is to the table, I'd say do two things. Number one, if you've met someone that you trust during the event, let them know what it is. Just kind of share it with them and get their reaction. That's just like a practice round of being vulnerable with just one person rather than a whole table. And then the second piece of advice is don't go first. Don't go first. Let somebody else go first, one or two people, and you can speak into their businesses and offer them value, because over that period of time, they and you are going to build trust in each other, but also you're going to recognize that everybody else is being just as vulnerable and honest, and it's okay for you to share whatever it is that you have to share.
I couldn't have said it better myself, mate.
You're speechless, aren't you?
I am, which isn't great for a podcast host, I'll be honest.
Well, folks, that's all for Retain FM today. And, oh, sorry, I was just covering you, like you covered me on the 2020 event.
You're dead right. I was the first mastermind event I went to. I was seriously skeptical about this whole thing. I wanted to sit down in the corner, have the time dedicated, and you kind of think, look, I've spent this money. I want to be working on my own business. I don't want to be working on these other six people's businesses. But actually, by engaging with other people's businesses, with the challenges that they're facing, firstly, you actually start to dive into yourself and you realize you have a lot more to offer than you potentially thought you did. But secondly, you can start to resonate with other people's struggles, and it helps you navigate the thought process through developing your own business as well. It's kind of a win-win both ways round. It's really difficult to explain, but yeah, you do just have to throw yourself into it. So
what happens to me very often, I give them the question, I get answers to that question, I'm very grateful for it, but I hear someone else's question and I'm thinking, you know what, I think that should have been my question. And then I end up doing whatever it is they were told to do. Because I'm like, oh, that's really insightful. But equally, like you said, you find there's more inside of you than you realize. You are actually very talented, and it's actually quite easy to be able to speak into other people's business from the outside when you're not stuck in it. Mm-hmm. But equally, when you're hearing all of the questions and all of the advice people are getting, that's just going to spark so many more ideas in you beyond what you have to ask the table. You will be inspired by other people's journeys, what they're going through, their ideas, and how they're going to go about solving it. So, yeah, phenomenal time. Big shout out to Chris Ducker. That was the mastermind that you and I were on.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And that was another thing that was affected by COVID, but that's maybe another story for another day. That's what's happening in November, the 10th and 11th of November, 2022. What's the deets? How can I get a ticket if you don't have one already, obviously?
You can get a ticket over on agencytransformation.live. All of the information is there, including how to get there and what we're going to cover and who the current speakers are. We are just confirming a couple more speakers and a very exciting keynote, of whom I'm not allowed to yet say who it is until we have all of the relevant dots and crosses on the I's and the T's, or whatever you meant to say. So everything is there. Agencytransformation.live. Could I also, though, encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because we will be dropping more information via the podcast by interviewing sponsors and also speakers, so you can kind of get a bit more of an idea of what they're all about. So that allows you to get a bit more prepared for the event as it gets closer. So that's agencytransformation.live for tickets, and trailblazer.fm to keep up to date with the shenanigans.
Well, mate, I think that brings us into a close. That's us into land. If you really, guys, I would thoroughly encourage you to check out Lee's podcast. It is phenomenal. He is the reason why I started podcasting X many years ago. We'll age ourselves, Lee. But his podcast is phenomenal. The value that he gives is incredible. You can get that through the podcast, and you can get that in person. We should say that it's in Kettering in Northamptonshire, in the UK. Maybe that's a piece of information we do need to say. It is a physical in-person event. All the links to all of the above will be in the show notes for this episode. So Lee, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to come back and see you in person in Wellingborough in November. I'm really looking forward to speaking and to hearing more than what I've got to say, hearing what everybody else has to say, because it really is a fantastic event.
Awesome, mate. Well, I'm looking forward to giving you a big hug and a peck on the cheek.
Aw, there we go. The bromance is real. The struggle is real.
Thank you so much, mate.
No worries at all. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.